The Shadow of Silvertip by Max Brand. Chapter 1. The Shadow Reappears. Unquestionably, the town of Silvertip lay in a region somewhat beyond the law. For the law, after all, likes smooth going. It does not care to sail across the sea to pursue its proper errands, and neither does it wish to bark its shins climbing over bramble and stone in the mountains. And Silvertip lay in the most chopped and broken region one could imagine. A town was there because, in the first place, a perverse providence had chosen to streak the rocks in the mountains nearby with gold. The mines quickly played out, and afterwards Silvertip continued to exist for no particular reason, like a thousand other towns west of the Rockies. But Silvertip was even more without excuse for life than most other villages in the sweep of the mountain desert. The vicious said that Silvertip only continued to drag out its life because there were pooled in it various elements highly prejudicial to the well-being of the law-abiding citizens of the country. They declared that rustlers, crooked gamblers, meaning thereby all gamblers, outworn road agents, desperate train robbers, yeggs, and sneak thieves all congregated at Silvertip to find safety in their numbers. And at least it was well proven that once a criminal reached the environs of Silvertip, it was a well-nigh impossible task to locate him. He faded among the sun-blistered houses and was lost to view. Men of Silvertip countered all these bitter accusations by pointing out that there was never the slightest sign of trouble in the streets of the town itself. How, they asked with a great deal of